in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through, legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says, it's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Let's see who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's gonna be good. Woo! Hey, so I decided to go live tonight. I am hoping that I can continue to do this, if not on a weekly basis, on a bi-weekly basis, maybe. And start doing a Sunday evening shout again. For those of you who do not recall, I once did a weekly gospel podcast. And I let that get away from me. And today I was on TikTok. And I started playing gospel music. And it was good to do that. And so I thought maybe I would do it here. And therefore, whoever wanted to join, you know, could just join. But this show is different than the show that I do on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with Therese. This show is only. I do not intend to talk about politics. My intention is just to play gospel music and, I don't know, maybe say a prayer, if that helps people. It's to reconnect spiritually with others, and great way to do that. A lot of people, and this is the beginning of the year, a lot of people have experienced a lot of loss, whether it be friends, family, or even just their way of living and doing things. We've been in this new normal since March of 2020, was it? Since March of 2020. And so that's a lot. When you're accustomed to doing things a certain way, you want to get up and go, you just go. You have to get accustomed to wearing a mask on your face. You have to be accustomed to maybe not seeing your family, being reminded of those who passed. This has been a terrible time for a lot of people. But it's also been a time for people to reconnect with themselves and their own spirituality and their own goals. And, you know, it's sort of like a reset. At least that's the way I see it. And, you know, I just want to let everybody know that the telephone lines are on, open. This broadcast is licensed via 365 and covers listeners in the USA through Sound Exchange, ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC, in Canada through SOCAN and ReSound, and the UK through PPL and PRS for music. And so, if you'd like to call in and say hello, give yourself a shout out, or just, you know, chat or whatever, you are more than welcome to do that. I look forward to hearing from you. tears will come.
For all of these things,
come to
everyone. But in the Word of God, it's promised to us. If your soul
in tears,
you'll reap in joy. Listen, tears are for cleansing, stress, and relief. They were created by God just to give us relief. Don't worry, they're not in vain. For soon will come peace. For if your soul in tears, you'll reap in joy. Listen, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. Don't be afraid to stop. Hallelujah. For God sees every one of your tears. He hears your prayer. Your mourning, he'll turn to dancing. This too will pass. Your day is coming. The tears are gone. If your soul in tears, you'll reap in joy. I just want to encourage you one more time. Don't be afraid. Right? It's all right. I know it gets hard sometimes. But he sees your tears. He hears every word of your prayer. You may be mourning right now, but your mourning, he'll turn to dancing. Whatever you're going through, this too will pass. Your day is coming. It's all the way. Because if your soul, you'll reap in joy. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. If your soul in tears, you'll reap in joy. I'm not making this up. That's what the Word of God says. If your soul, you'll reap in joy. So don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Your day is coming if you struggle. You'll reap in joy. You'll reap in joy. That's what the Word says. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Hallelujah. It's on the way. Your healing is on the way. Your deliverance is on the way. Your breakthrough is on the way. Oh, yeah. You're weak. You're going to reap.
to reap what I have sown.
Y'all listen to this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing my faith for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
To see my season.
To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season for grace. For what else? For favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. Everything is working together for my good. Everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working. Better give y'all some. Everything is working together. I want you to say this tonight, real simple, say, it's good, it's good, it's good, say, it's working for my good, it's good, say it's good. For grace, for... I need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed for grace, for favor. This is my seed. Come on, y'all.
To be what I have known.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the ground.
You love me through my
grief. And I don't care how much
you
understand.
You love me through my bad. You love me through my good. And you love me through my bad, Jesus. You didn't erase my future because of my past. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad. Through my good and my bad. You love me through my good. You love me through my bad. Didn't erase my future. Hallelujah. Because of my past.
Thank you.
I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad.
You loved me through my good in my bed.
So glad you love me.
Love me through my bed.
Never took your love away.
Love me through my bed. Yeah. You didn't erase my future.
Thank God you didn't write me off. I even did some things I know you despise, God.
You love me through my good.
And my bad, yeah.
You love me through my good. With my bad.
God, I know sometimes we make you ashamed.
You love me through my good.
Thank you for never giving us what we deserve,
you love me through my bad.
After falling again and again. Every blessing and request that you granted, Lord, you could have withheld, but mercy intervened.
You love me through
the rebellion.
You love me through
through all of my shortcomings.
You love me through my good.
And this is my favorite right here. You keep on loving me. Can somebody help me? You keep on, loving me. You keep on loving me. You keep right on loving me. Through the good and the bad, you never stop loving me. Through the lessons learned, you show me. We disobey you. We run away from you. Bring shame to your name, but your love remains. Who can love me like you do, Lord? What you are to me, no man could ever be. You see through every mistake, through every stumble. You prove to your children you'll always be there. Through every slip, through all of my issues, you could have been finished. You could have been gone, but you put up with me. Keep on teaching me. Keep on loving me. Yeah, yeah. We keep saying no. You keep saying yes. We keep doing wrong. You still bless us. Even when it feels like you are not there. You show up. Keep on pushing me. Temptation arises. We cross the line. You won't let us die. You won't let us die. You could be late, sucker. You give us another chance. Savior, we're love about you. It's a love for Jesus. You gave your life for a wretched loser. Who else could have done that? Who else could do that? Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Through all my good and my bad, you love me through my good and through my bad. Oh, didn't erase my future because of my past. I'm glad you love me through my good and bad. There aren't even words to describe just how great you are in all your majesty. You continually provide for me. There just isn't anything that you can't do. Lord, I've seen your work before, so I'll trust you all the more, because you are
the sovereign God.
Loving God, and you're bigger than all.
Bigger than all my problems.
Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
I felt like I just couldn't take.
next to him. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go. I felt like I just couldn't take life anymore.
Thank you. You got to hold beyond what you see. I see action too. You got to fall down on your knees.
You're listening to WJBR Internet Radio, Sunday Evening Shout, Gospel Music in the Basement with Javon. And I want to say thank you to Mr. J for joining me. This way I know I'm not completely alone. And, you know, once again, this is a show that I used to do every Sunday night for a couple of years, actually. And I was in an accident and was not able to do it again, and started doing the show on Saturdays and Wednesday evenings with Therese. And I've been thinking about restarting Sunday Evening Shout, and I'm starting tonight, and we'll see how it goes. You know, it may be every Sunday at 6:30 p.m., at least that's what I'm thinking right now. Maybe every other Sunday, and maybe once a month. We'll figure it out. But what I do know is that it will not be about politics. It will not be about anything that's not spiritual. If somebody wants to, I don't know. We'll see how it works. For the most part, though, what I really just want to do is bring comfort. People that are going through things, seriously going through things, in their minds and their hearts and in their spirits. Some people may not realize just how important they are to others, how important they are in the scheme of things, how important they are and loved to and by God. I believe that God loves us all, and that's why we're here. Even though we have gone through different things, some people have gone through some terrible, terrible things, and yet they're still here. And I believe that every day that we're here, there's still possibility, there's potential for something great. And something great could just mean a normal, regular, happy day with no bull and no mess. I'm here to tell you that God is love, and God's love is for everybody. I believe that with my core. And I know that everybody has a purpose. That also. And I know that things get better. I know that we go through things and we grow through things and we get better. You know, we heal. And then some people takes longer. You know, some situations take longer. But every day that we wake up is another opportunity. And for me, I'm grateful for the opportunity every day. Every day.
Hung your head, for the sins of the world. He bowed his head and he died.
Confused and afraid, the end of me, and And I'll pray. Yeah. shifting the edge.
Shifting the edge.
Through healing, this worship is shifting the
atmosphere.
It's moving and it's breaking our worship. It's shifting the
atmosphere.
Somebody just help me do that. And it's breaking my praise, shifting the atmosphere. Every oath will be destroyed.
I believe it.
Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
It's moving and it's breaking our praises. Shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
It's moving. It's breaking. This worship is shifting the
atmosphere.
It's moving. It's breaking. This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their. Give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idol. He wants it all today. He wants it all day. He wants it all day. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all. And he said, love me. Love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. More of you want it all today.
I'm a living witness. Great and mighty,
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 You love me.
Hey, I'm so glad to see you, Miss Matthews, Misty, everybody, Sandra. Ooh, I saw Miss Smith. I don't know if the people from Facebook can still see me because I know that they probably cut me off. Miss Smith, Miss Charlene, I don't know if you can still see me, but that's why I put that sign up asking that everybody, that post up so that everybody knows to follow me on Facebook. Just as we're, as I'm here going through the motions here, I got a text from someone that I work with that their family members have COVID and they have been exposed and I probably won't see them tomorrow. I just have to say to everybody, please, please, please stay safe. Whatever that looks like to you or for you, you know. I'm not telling people to get vaxxed. I'm not telling people not to get vaxxed. But please wear a mask. Try not to be around a lot of people, whether they're vaccinated or not, quite frankly. My understanding, and I could be wrong, it's just my opinion, and from based on what I've heard, is that whether you are vaccinated or not, you can still contract the virus and you can still pass it on. And if you get it, the probability of you getting extremely ill and dying is less. That's what they say. For me and mine, I'm trying not to get it. So my prayers go out sincerely to everybody who's been exposed to the virus, anyone who's lost someone to the virus, or to anything. If you've lost someone, and, you know, these times near the holidays, it's really difficult. I was sitting up earlier every Sunday. I watch the Giants, and I feel closer to my dad when I do that. I miss him terribly, and I know there are people missing their fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers and cousins and friends. Every day we're learning about more people passing away. And isn't it interesting? Isn't it remarkable? In a time like now time, how people across multi-cultures, everyone, not every single person, but across cultures, you can see how people are celebrating the life, I'll say, of Betty White, you know. That speaks volumes to how she lived her life. I just think that's dopeness. And, you know, I think for me, what will my legacy be, you know? I think about that, you know? And I'm wondering for you if you have any ideas about what your legacy will be. Is that even important to you? I hope I did something good, you know? I hope I leave something positive in this world. That's I know I've done some good things, but I could do better. And so, you know, I pray that my legacy is something where I touched a lot of people in a positive way. I have no intention nor any desire to live a life of perfection and, you know, trying to be all that and blah, blah, blah. No, that's not me. And that's actually no one. No one's perfect, you know. But I do hope that I'm remembered in a fond and kind way, which means that I did something positive for somebody, you know. And
that's the size of it, you know? What about you? What's your legacy going to be? Aside from your children, you know? What about you?
So everybody just stay close. Hey, Shante!
Excuse me, can I talk to you?
Excuse me, can I talk to you, please?
If you minute, then you can leave.
If you minute, then you can leave.
I'ma show you who I'm talking to.
I'ma show you who I'm talking to.
Maybe a lot and it may be few.
Maybe a lot and it may be few.
You know there is a God around.
You know there is a God around.
I used to take you to the church downtown.
I used to take you to the church downtown.
You were young and grandma made
the church. You were young and grandma made the church.
Some of y'all made us and you talk to us like this.
Some of y'all made us and
you talk to us
like this. Shine
now. No better time than right now.
No better time than now.
You turn.
For you to turn
back now. Tomorrow's not promised to any of us. So please turn.
Please turn back.
Life is so heavy of time.
Life is so heavy of time.
Troubles add up to the mountain high. There's no way that we can get around
them. There's no way that we can get around them.
So trust in God and not in man.
Trust in God and not in man.
In your heart you know that God is
there. In your heart you know that God is
there. Know that He can say that He can do
it.
So don't run on what you know.
So don't run on what you know.
Cause right now
God is watching you.
Time now.
Five, four, three, two, one. I need you to clap your hands if you hear me. Make some noise if you hear me. Come on.
I will put the Lord on my soul and show up all that is within me.
I will put the Lord on my soul.
I will put the Lord on my soul and oh, all that is within me.
Come on, all that is within me.
Just think about it.
Take a minute and think.
Where would you be?
Where would you be? How would you be? What would you be?
Have them on me. Thank you, Lord.
soul and soul. I'm rich in
I know the odds look stacked up against you, and it seems there's no way out. I know the issue seems unchangeable, and that there's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle, so just know it ain't over until God says it's over. It ain't over until God says it's done. No, 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 no. It ain't over until God says it's over. Keep fighting until your victory is won.
He never said it would be easy.
Not always gonna be easy, but you're a winner.
But you're a winner, isn't
he? Yeah. Jesus defeated,
defeated
all your enemies. Way before the fight began,
before
the fight began, but the impossible, God's opportunity, show up, work a miracle, so just know, it all until God says,
until God says it's
done,
it ain't
all, until God says
it's done.
Keep believing.
Keep believing. Keep believing.
Thank you.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character, my integrity,
my faith in
God.
He saved me.
But it would not
will
fall, would not fail,
will not sin.
Won't compromise.
Won't compromise.
God saved
me.
I spoke life and prosperity.
And prosperity.
I even spoke health. He saved me.
They
whispered about me.
Conspired.
They conspired against
they
me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God saved
my
me.
My
character.
My integrity.
My faith in God.
Faith
he saved me.
Will not fall.
It will not fall.
Will not sin.
Not going to bend.
Won't compromise.
Won't compromise. God.
When God says, again I rise.
Yeah. Come on, everybody, say yes. Yeah. Don't you let the evil in. Oh, yeah. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone to know.
You thought I was worth saving.
You came.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth saving.
You cleaned me up.
So you cleaned me up inside.
You thought I was
worth saving.
You sacrificed.
Your life.
So I could be free,
so I could be,
so I could be whole, so
I could,
so I could
tell everyone,
you thought
I was worth saving,
so you came,
so you came to change my life, you thought I was worth saving,
you cleaned me up,
so you cleaned me up,
you thought I was
the God for.
I was a devil.
They are still sitting in the bag.
I've had those days where I wanted to be someone else, not good enough, just being me. And I've had those times when I look into the mirror, not happy at all. And what I see, 'cause I don't feel special, and I don't feel beautiful, I don't feel smart enough, strong enough, good enough, feel like nothing at all. But in times like these, I come back to the truth that I found. I am beautifully and wonderfully made. I am beautifully and wonderfully made. And all about the way that I'm feeling, 'cause you have felt same way before. You've been hurt by the things people have said. You've cried many nights alone on your bed. You have big dreams, but don't know if they'll ever come true. And you don't feel special. No, you don't feel beautiful. You don't feel smart enough, strong enough, good enough to feel like nothing at all. But in times like these, you come back to the truth that you found. You are beautifully and wonderfully made. Yes, you are beautifully. So you're not famous, and you may not be a millionaire. May not be the smartest one, strongest one, the cutest one. Find your identity elsewhere. And you walk with your head held high. And I'm proud, 'cause I know that with a smile on my face, oh, 'cause I know that I
That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. Yes, saved. In His love. When the storms, when the storms of life are raging and the billows
for a change. Thank you everybody for hanging out with me, and I hope you have a great rest of your evening. And Miss DJ, you are the bomb. You are the dopest. I'm just so glad that you were here. It made me feel good to know that you were in along with me. And Sandra and everybody else, thank you so much. And see y'all Wednesday night. I think we might have a guest. I'm not really sure. I think so. Wednesday night in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yes, yes, yes. They're actually sitting on the guest bed in the guest room. I guess. Anyway, or in a bag somewhere, wherever. I'll get them. Although nobody's coming to work. Everybody's out, you know. We'll get it to them. But thank you for the reminder, for the gentle reminder. I appreciate that. And everybody remember, if nobody told you that you're loved today, God loves you, and so do I. Good night.